Good morning, everyone. Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Sophia and I attended a chaplain conference in Minnesota.
就几周前呢，我和索菲娜参加了一个在明尼苏达州举行的一个牧师在一起的会议。
And there were a lot of chaplains that attended the event from different backgrounds, such as military, hospital, correctional, marketplace, and I had the opportunity to listen to many stories.
很多的牧师呢都有不同的这种背景，有些从军队、医院或者惩戒机构、市场等等，我也有机会呢听他们的故事。
The more I listened, the more I understood that there's a lot of pain and suffering going on in the lives of everyone in this world.
我听得越多呢，就越明白这个世界上每一个人的生活都充满了痛苦和苦难。
The more I comprehended that reality, the heavier my heart felt.
我越理解这个现实呢，我的心情也就越加的沉重。
So I found it helpful when I attended one particular workshop led by the director of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, Dr. Jim Browning, who used a specific verse to remind me that as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are ministers of the gospel that are equipped to go out and take on the darkness in this world.
那我参加的这个研讨会呢，是牧师学院院长，他叫 Jim Browning 博士主持的这个特别的讨论会。那我跟大家分享，他也用一节经文提醒我们：作为耶稣基督的门徒呢，我们是福音的使者，要准备好去面对这个黑暗的世界。That
verse is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, which was read earlier.
那这就是我们刚才读的这段经文，马太福音的5章14到16节。
So I want us to dive deeper into this text together.
那我想进一步更加深入地讨论这段经文。In
this text, I would like to highlight 3 points.
那这段经文呢，我想强调三点。The
first point is that when we become a disciple of Jesus Christ, we are the light of the world.
那第一点就是，当我们成为耶稣基督的门徒时呢，我们就是世界的光。The
second point is that as the light of the world, we are meant to shine our light on everyone, everywhere.
那第二点呢，就是作为世界的光，我们的光应当照亮世界的每一个地方和每一个人。The
third point is that we shine our light with our good works, so God is glorified.
那第三点呢，就是我们要用我们的善行来发光，使神得荣耀。So
let's get to the first point.
那我们现在先来讲第一点。Now,
which is when we become a disciple of Jesus Christ, we are the light of the world.
那第一点就是，当我们成为耶稣基督的门徒时呢，我们就是世上的光。So
imagine sitting on the mountainside, listening to a man who recently took the world by storm in a short period of time.
就是你想象一下哈，你坐在山坡上，然后聆听一位就是刚刚才风靡全球的一个人物在讲道。He
performed miracles of physical and spiritual healings and got people intrigued with this good news of the kingdom of God.
他能够行医治身体和灵命疾病这样的神迹，让人们对神国的福音充满了好奇。Large
crowds from all over the land, they came to find him, and now they're all sitting on a mountainside as he prepares to deliver the greatest sermon ever preached, teaching his disciples what it means to be a disciple who follows him and is part of the kingdom of God.
世界各地的人蜂拥而至，他们都坐在山坡上，聆听他准备发表有史以来一个最伟大的演讲。他教导他的门徒，成为跟随他的门徒，成为神国一份子的意义。
Who is this amazing man?
那这一位人物是谁呢?
This would be Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and according to the Gospel of John, the light of the world.
那他就是这位神奇的人物，就是耶稣基督，神的儿子。也根据约翰福音的记载呢，他是世上的光。And
yet here, after opening his Sermon on the Mount, speaking about the Beatitudes, which were a list of blessings that one could expect from to receive from God if they chose to be part of the kingdom of heaven, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, says this next to his disciples.
那然而就是在这个登山宝训这个开篇以后呢，他讲到了八福，然后也讲到人们如果选择成为天国的一份子，那就是从神那里得到一系列的祝福以后呢，那这一位世上的光耶稣基督接下来就对他的门徒说了这样的话。
Verse 14, you are the light of the world.
那第四十四节说，你们是世上的光。
But what does it mean to be the light of the world?
那但是成为世上的光究竟意味着什么呢？
If you keep up with the Bible reading plan the last couple of weeks, Jesus described who was the light of the world.
如果你坚持在过去的几周都是按照教会的读经计划的话，读的话呢，你就能看到耶稣在那里描述了谁是世上的光。
John 8:12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
那约翰福音八章十二节说，耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
John chapter 9:5, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
约翰福音九章五节说，我在世上的时候是世上的光。
In these verses, Jesus is telling us that he is the light of the world, and as light of the world, his role was to shine light into the darkness of this world.
那在这些经文中呢，耶稣告诉我们，他是世上的光。作为世上的光呢，他的职责就是照亮这个世界的黑暗。
His light was the light of life. So when he shines light,He gives life to where there's only death and darkness.
那他又是生命的光，所以当他发出光时，他就把生命赐给了在黑暗中只有死亡的这个地方。
The Bible tells us that ever since sin came into the world, it was covered in death and darkness.
那圣经告诉我们，从罪来到了这个世上呢，世界就被死亡和黑暗所笼罩。
Here in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, it says, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
那以弗所书二章一到二节这样说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，那时你们在其中行事为人。随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
It was covered in physical darkness through the pain and suffering that people experienced in this world through diseases, famine, crimes, war, and other horrible outcomes of sin, including death.
就是世界被肉体的黑暗所这个笼罩，因为人们在世界上经历着痛苦和苦难，其中包括疾病、饥荒、犯罪、战争，以及最可怕的后果，就是有很多很可怕的后果，也包括死亡。
The world was also plunged into spiritual darkness, where people are blind to the love and truth of God and deaf to the sound of His voice.
世界呢也陷入了这个属灵的黑暗，人们对神的爱和真理视而不见，对他的声音也是充耳不闻。
In spiritual darkness, people focus on the cares of this world, idolizing reputation, power, material wealth, leading to anxiety and depression, maybe even loneliness, because they don't know the peace of God.
在这个属灵的黑暗中呢，人们专注于今世，他们被忧虑、盲目的崇拜、名誉、权力、物质财富带来的焦虑、抑郁，甚至孤独，因为他们不认识神的平安。
As the light of the world, Jesus came into this dark world, bringing a message of the kingdom of God that would act as a beacon of hope, so people no longer were trapped in the darkness if they chose to confess.And repent of their sins, turn away from their previous sinful life, believe in Him, accept Him as their Lord and Savior, and commit their life to Him as a disciple.
那作为 世界的世上的光呢？耶稣来到这个黑暗的世界，带来了神国的信息，这个信息就成为一个希望的灯塔，让人们不再被困在黑暗当中。当人们选择承认自己的罪，悔改自己的罪，离弃以前这个罪恶的生活，相信耶稣基督，接受他作为他们的主和救主，并将自己的生命交托于他，成为他的门徒。
Jesus brought God's grace and truth into this world through the gospel message.
那耶稣呢，就是通过这个福音信息，将神的恩典和真理带到了这个世界。
Through the message he delivered and the life that he lived, showing love and truth to people who needed it, Jesus shined as the light of the world, bringing the light of eternal life into darkness.
通过他所传递的信息以及他在世上的日子，向有需要的人展示了爱和真理。耶稣像世界的光一样闪耀，将永生的光芒带入了黑暗。
However, doing that should be no problem for Jesus, right? Because he is the Son of God after all.
当然，就是对耶稣这么做来说，应该是毫无问题吧？因为毕竟他是神的儿子。
But what does that mean for us? Because Jesus, in this passage, now tells this crowd of average, everyday people that they are the light of the world.
但这对我们来说又意味着什么呢？因为接下来耶稣在这段经文中告诉了这群普通人说，他们是世上的光。
How are normal human beings supposed to measure up to the Son of God and be what he is and do what he does?
那我们这些普通的人怎么能与神的儿子相比，成为他所是的，做他所做的事儿呢？
When Jesus declares to his disciples in front of him and in front of the large crowds of potential disciples, you are the light of the world, it means the light of eternal life that is in him now burns in you by faith.
当耶稣向众人宣布，向他的门徒宣布说，你们是世上的光时，这就意味着他这永生的光住在他们的里面，因着他们的信要在这个，因着信要在里面来燃烧。
By the power of the Holy Spirit made possible by faith in Jesus Christ, you are able to reflect the light that God the Father gave the world in His Son.
那借着对耶稣基督的信心呢，圣灵的力量能够使他们反映出神，就是天父在他儿子身上赋予世界的光芒。
Just as Jesus shined in the world, Jesus promises so can His disciples.
正如耶稣照耀了整个世界一样，耶稣也应许他的门徒也能如此。
However, we need to understand that if we are to shine in this world, that then when you become a disciple of Christ, you are now different by nature from the world around you.
然而我们需要明白，如果我们要照亮这个世界呢，那就是说当你成为基督的门徒时，你的本质就与周围的世界不一样了。
Darkness is not light.
黑暗不是光。
It is the absence of light.
而是没有光。
If you don't have the light, you are darkness. But if you have the light, you are light.
如果你没有光，那么你就是黑暗。如果你拥有光，那么你就是光明。
You are no longer part of the darkness in this world because you are the light of the world.
因为你不再是这个世上黑暗的一部分，而是这个世上的光。
It's Jesus bringing the light, all right?
就像耶稣带来光一样。
Ephesians 5:8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
就像以弗所书八章五节这样说，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
And Jesus is saying that if you believe in me, if you follow me, if you're part of the kingdom of heaven, you are the light.
那耶稣在这里说，你们若信我，若跟从我，就成为天国的一份子，那就成为是天国的一份子，那你们就是光。
That is who you are.
这是你们的身份。
And when that is who you are, then by virtue of that identity, you have the responsibility to shine.
作为你的身份，如果你的身份是光的话，那你的责任就是要发光。
How do we shine?
那我们如何发光呢？
We'll get to that later on in the third point, but here the emphasis is in who you are as the light of the world.
那我们稍后会再继续讨论这个问题，但在这里要强调的是，作为世上的光，那我们是谁？
However, some of you might be saying, but Pastor Matt, I'm not feeling too bright right now.
那然而我们坐在中间，坐在下面，可能有人会想说，哎呀，Matthew 牧师，我现在感觉不太好，好像没有什么光。
哎呀 ，That's right. I know that Jesus has full confidence that as a disciple of His, I am the light of the world. But I don't know how good of a light I can be.
我知道耶稣完全相信，作为他的门徒呢，我是世上的光。但是我不知道我能够成为多么好的光。
My personal life at home is a mess, leaving me feeling anxious and depressed.
我在家庭的生活好像一团糟，让我感觉到焦虑和沮丧。
My professional life at work is totally unbalanced and monopolizing my time away from God.
啊，我的工作和生活也完全的不平衡，占据了我的时间，而使我远离神。
I feel like I'm in the dark all the time, so what kind of light do I have to offer?
我感觉我一直就处在这个黑暗当中，我怎么样才能够提供光呢？
The truth is, if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ and are doing your absolute best to follow Him in faith, you have all the light you need.
事实上，如果你是耶稣基督的门徒，并且竭尽全力地凭着信心来跟随他的话，你就拥有所有属于光的一切。
Remember, you aren't the light of the world because you were a good example to begin with who has everything together, but you are the light of the world because that's what Jesus said you are.
你要记住，你之所以能够成为世上的光呢，是因为你从一开始就是作为神所拣选的是一个好的榜样。
So whether you feel like the raging sun or a flickering candle, if you have Jesus,then you have the light of life in you, and that is more than anyone around you who's in complete darkness that they can say that they have.
因为耶稣说你是世上的光，所以你就成为了世上的光。无论你感觉是炙热的，就是像烈日般的炙热，还是这个摇曳的灯火，只要你拥有耶稣，那么你就内心就拥有这个生命之光，那你就比周围任何的这些完全处在黑暗当中的人就拥有了更多的。
So by virtue of being a light of the world, you are naturally going to shine your light on others.
因为就凭借着作为你是世上光的这个本质呢，你自然的就会将你的光照耀他人。
That leads us to the second point. As a light of the world, we are meant to shine our light on everyone, everywhere.
那这就引来了我们要讲的第二点，就是当我们成为耶稣基督的门徒，作为世界的光的时候呢，我们的使命就是要照亮这个世界各地的每一个人。
All right. Now, imagine this. We are here in the sanctuary, but it is the middle of the night.
让我们想象一下啊，我们现在坐在圣殿里，但是现在是午夜时分，非常的黑暗。
You cannot see anything because there's no light to be found, not even from the moon because it's a cloudy night.
而且你什么都看不见，没有丝毫的光亮，甚至连月光也看不到，因为现在正是阴云密布的夜晚。
Now imagine, in this dark room, if you light a candle and place it in the middle of the room, the light from the flame will be visible from every point in the room as longas there's no physical obstruction.
现在你想象一下，在这个屋子当中，你点燃一支蜡烛，然后只要是没有东西照着它，那这个蜡烛就会自然地发出光，照亮这个房间的每一个角落。
If you are in that corner of the room, or if you're in that corner of the room, and you still manage to see the glow from the flame, That means its light has reached you.
那也许你在房间的这个角落，或者在房间的那个角落，但你还是能够看见这个房间中间这个蜡烛所发出的光芒。那这就意味着这个光已经照在了你的身上。
That is the point Jesus is trying to make when it comes to the purpose of being the light of the world.
那这也就是当耶稣谈到成为世上的光的时候，他想要表达的观点。
When you are the light of the world, you are meant to be seen and to give light to others.
当你成为世上的光的时候，那你注定就会被看见，会照亮他人。
Unless there are obvious attempts to block the light, seeing the light is inevitable, and he uses two examples to make this point.
除非有人故意试图去阻挡这个光，否则这个光被看见是必然的。我们下面用两个例子来说明这一点。
He first calls upon the example of a town built on a hill.
他耶稣首先呢就举了一个建在山上的城的这样的一个例子。
Some commentators, like Pastor David Guzik, suggest that there was a literal town that Jesus may have been looking at named Safed while he was preaching this part of the sermon.
那有一些这个圣经点评家，比如说像大卫古奇克牧师，他们这样说，认为当时耶稣讲到的时候呢，这个城是一个真实的城，他们坐在那儿就可以看到这一位名叫撒佛的真实的一个城镇。
It was very apparent during the day, you couldn't miss it.
因为大白天，这个城在这个山顶上，人们是无法不可能错过的。
Physical architectural structures would stand to stick out from their surroundings.
一些这个建筑实物的实体呢，在周围的环境中非常的凸显。
However, the point is that the town would stick out even more at night when there's no light anywhere except for the light that's coming from the town that's sitting on the top of the hill.
然而呢，在夜晚的时候，这个镇子呢会更加的明显，因为在这个晚上的时候，四处都是黑暗的，只有这座在山顶上的城里面会有发光，其他的地方都没有光亮，这个城镇就会更加的凸显出来。
All the lights coming out of the windows should be visible from a long distance.
你从很远就能够看到从远处的这个屋子里的窗户所照耀出的灯光。
If you want a more relatable visualization, consider this.
如果你想更能够理解这种视觉效果的话，你可以考虑一下下面。
This is the Manhattan skyline.
那这个就是曼哈顿的这个天际线。
Even though it is on level ground, given how tall many of the buildings are, it's hard to miss during the day.
我想这个天际线呢，大家都很熟悉。虽然它看上去是个平面图，但是在白天的时候你也很难说看不到这个图像。
But as many of us know, and some of us saw in person after the concert just a couple of weeks ago, at night, the light comes alive.
但正如我们中间的许多人所知道，因为我们刚才几周前刚去那个参加晚上的音乐会所目睹的这一切，到了晚上呢，这个灯光就更加的明亮。
As we were walking in Central Park, you had people taking pictures of the skyline from the bottom floor.
因为当时我们走在这个中央公园的时候，就有人在这个底层拍这个天际线。
It is a wondrous and curious sight, and people felt the need to capture it on their phones.
因为这个景象非常的奇妙，人们就有这种冲动，就觉得要用手机来捕捉这个视觉效果。
It is attention grabbing and stirs the heart when light pierces the darkness.
就是在这个黑暗中，因着这个光所的穿透力呢，会引人注目，可以触动人心。
When someone is kind to someone who is mean to them, that makes people notice.
如果就是别人都对他很不好的一个人，当有人善待他的时候，就会引起人们的注意。
When a restaurant donates all their leftovers to the poor, that generosity is distinct from all the restaurants that would rather throw all their food away at the end of the day.
就是当一家餐厅愿意把晚上的时候把吃剩的剩菜捐给穷人的时候，那这种慷慨就与那些到了晚上把食物随便扔掉的餐馆就是截然不同的。
when a group of strangers show compassion to someone who is being persecuted in the middle of a street, that is something that goes viral on social media.
那当就是一群人在街上受到这个 是被迫害的一群人，但是有人向他们表达同情的时候，那这样的新闻呢就会在社交媒体上迅速的传播。
That kind of light can't be hidden because there's just so much darkness around us.
那这种光芒是无法被掩盖的，因为我们周围有太多的黑暗。
And because there's so much darkness around us, if the light of life from Jesus is in you, you shouldn't be hiding it because everyone around you needs it.
正如我们周围如此的黑暗，所以当耶稣基督生命之光在你心中的时候呢，你就不应该来隐藏它，因为周围的每一个人都需要它。
This goes into the second image Jesus uses, which is lighting a lamp.
那这就也带来了耶稣讲的第二个比喻，就是点灯。
A lamp is created to serve a purpose, and that is to shine and give its light to everyone around so they can see and live life with the help of the light.
灯被造的一个目的呢，就是要照亮周围的人，让他们能够看见，并因这有光呢，可以帮助他们生活。
So because of the vital role that a lamp plays, especially at night, people don't light a lamp and then just put it under a bowl.
因为这个灯的重要性，特别是在黑夜里，它这个重要角色呢，人们不会把这个灯点了以后放在碗底下。
The bowl would obstruct the view of the light, and that would defeat the lamp's purpose.
那因为这个碗呢会挡住这个光，从而也就违背了这个造点灯的初衷。
In addition, I would also imagine one of the unintended effects of putting a bowl on top of an open flame.Is snuffing it out.
那此外，我们还可以想象，就是当我们要是用碗放在这个火上面的另外一个必然的结果，就是因为没有氧气了，这个灯就熄灭了。
Jesus says, instead of putting the lamp under a bowl where no one can see the light, the lamp is put on a stand so everyone in the house can receive the light.
所以耶稣说，不要把灯放在碗底下。让人看不见光，而是要把这个灯放在灯台上。
A couple of key things here in that, as the light of the world, you should not shy away from your identity of being the light.
所以这个有几个关键见点，作为世上的光，你不应该回避自己作为光的这个身份。
If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ who's repented of your sins, believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and are committed to following Him,Then own that identity.
所以如果你已经是耶稣基督的门徒，并且已经认罪悔改，那相信耶稣基督是你的救主和生命的主呢，并且决心跟随他，那你就要来承认这个身份。
Matthew chapter 10, it says, Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven.
马太福音十章三十二节说：“凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。”
If you are afraid to admit that you are the light of the world, or to shine your light, then you're saying that the world around you is more important or powerful than God and the purposes He has for you.As which we see does not have a good result.
如果你害怕承认自己是世上的光，或者害怕发出你里面的光芒，那么这就是说你周围的世界比神对你来说，对你给你的旨意更重要、更强大。也正如我们所知道的，那不会有什么好的结果。
Second key thing I want to highlight is that the light of the world should be shining in everyone's own house first.
那我想强调的第二点是说，那个世上的光呢，首先是要照亮你们每个人在自己的家人面前。
There are some people who know how to be great Christians when they're at church or around other Christians, but somehow they leave that side of themselves at church and forget to bring it home with them.
有些人呢，知道如何在 教堂在教会或者有其他基督徒在旁边的时候作为一个好的基督徒，不知道什么原因呢，他们离开教堂的时候呢就会把这个特质留在教堂，最后忘记把这个特质带回家。
Once you step through the front door, you forget how to show love to your spouse.
你一旦离开了教会这个门，你就忘记了如何向配偶表达爱意。
Parents no longer feel the need to show patience to their children, or children to show obedience to their parents.
父母也不再觉得需要对孩子表现出耐心，而且孩子们也不再觉得需要顺服父母。
There's a reason why it's important for your light to be the strongest at home.
所以让你的光就是照在家人面前是很重要的，是有重要原因的。
Here in 1 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, it says, He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
在提摩太前书三章四到五节这里记载说，他必须要好好管理自己的家，使儿女能顺服他，并且要在完全的配得上这个敬畏的方式，因为人如果不能够管理好自己的家，他怎么样照顾神的家呢？
This is part of the qualifications of being a pastor of a church.
那这也是成为教会的牧师的资格之一。
If he can't even be a light to his own family, how is he supposed to be a light to God's family as a whole?
那如果他连自己在自己的家里都不能将他的光照亮，那他又怎么样能够照亮神的家呢？
You can't have one without the other.
所以你就是两者是缺一不可的。
One final thing before I move on to the next point, and that is, you'll come to realize that not everyone wants to have the light shine on them.
那我们继续讨论下面一点呢，就是我们会发现，并不是就是每一个人都希望被光照到的。
The reason being is that with the love and truth of God that the light of Jesus offers, part of the properties of being the light of the world is that darkness will be exposed.
那原因就是因为耶稣的光是带着神的爱和真理，那他就成为这个世上的光，他一部分的特质呢，就是把这个世上的黑暗给揭露。
From our Bible study this past Friday in John chapter 3 verses 19 to 20, it says, This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed.
那下面这段经文呢，就摘自我们上周五这个周五查经的内容。约翰福音三章十九到二十节，结论就说光已经来到世上，世人因为自己的行为是恶的。不爱光，倒是爱黑暗。凡作恶的，便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他们的行为被揭露。
So take this pair for example.
那就比如说，拿这一对情侣来说吧。
If these two people look familiar, they should because they went viral on TV and social media for the past 2 weeks. But if they don't look familiar, congratulations, you know actually how to use your time wisely.
就是如果这两个人看上去很熟悉呢，那也是理所当然的。因为这两个人呢，在过去两周在电视上、社交媒体上爆红。如果这两个人你看上不熟的话呢，也要恭喜你，说明你对你的时间的使用非常的有智慧。
The guy was the CEO of a company, and the woman was his HR director, and they were not married to each other, but they were married to someone else.
那这男的呢是一家公司的总裁，女的是这家公司的人力资源的总监。那他们之间呢没有婚姻关系，他们分开都有自己的这个婚姻。
At a public concert, they had lights, camera, and action shined on them all at once. And what was their reaction?
那这是一个因为是一个这个大众的公众的一个演唱会，在这个演唱会上嘛，就是灯光、摄像机。各种的这个关注点忽然就打在了他们的身上，那他们的反应是如何？
They hid because they were doing something that they didn't want to be seen.
因为他们就躲起来了，因为他们在做一件事情他不想被别人看到的事。
When we are the light of the world, we are meant to shine in the darkness and give hope in the process. But sometimes that process will include exposing the darkness in people's lives, including our own. And we may encounter people that don't desire to be saved because they just prefer the darkness.
就是当我们是世上的光时呢，我们本意就是要照亮黑暗，并且在这个过程中给予希望。但是在这个过程中呢，也意味着就会揭示人们生活中的黑暗，也包括我们自己的黑暗。我们可能会遇到一些人，他们并不想被拯救，因为他们更喜欢黑暗，他们只想继续着过他们现在的生活。
They want to continue the life they are living.
因为他们只想就是继续。
We can't force people to come into the light. We can only show it to them and pray that they make the right decision in response.
但是我们没有办法强迫人走向光明，我们只能引导他们走向光明，并为他们做出正确的选择来祷告。
This leads us to our final point.
那这也就带到我们要讲的最后一点。
We shine our light with our good works, so God is glorified.
那就是说我们要用自己的善行来发光，使神得着荣耀。
This is where we address the question of what letting our light shine looks like.
这个我们要讨论的就是说让我们的光照耀是个什么样子的。
Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
马太福音5:16说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Jesus says that when we let our light shine before others, what they are seeing from us are good deeds or good works, as other English translations have it, such as the ESV or NASB.
就耶稣说，当我们让我们的光照在人前时，那他们就从我们身上看到了我们的善行，或者像英文的其他译本，像 ESV 和 NASV 所译的就是好行为。
Ephesians 2:10, For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
就像以弗所书2:10说，我们原是他的工作，是在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
The photons by which the eternal light of Jesus that is within us gets projected through the darkness of this world onto the eyes of the lost and hopeless and embedded in the sinful brains and hearts of the people around us are the good works that we do that God has prepared for us to doThe moment we become disciples of Jesus Christ.
就是我们里面呢有耶稣基督这个永恒之光，借着这些光子呢可以穿透这个世界的黑暗，就投射到那些迷失绝望的人的眼睛里，并嵌入我们这个周围人这个罪恶的头脑和心中。那这些光子呢就是神在我们成为耶稣基督门徒那一刻为我们预备行善所注入的。
You don't light a campfire during the middle of the night in the woods just for funsies.
因为在就是比如说你在这个半夜的时候在森林里树林里点篝火，不仅仅是为了好玩。
You're lighting that fire because of the purpose to serve.
因为你在那里点火呢还有其他的用途。
When Sophia and I went camping earlier this summer, we lit a fire at our campsite because we needed light.We needed warmth to heat up some water, and we were hoping to keep a bunch of the bugs at bay.
就是今年夏天呢，我和 Sophia 就去这个露营，在营地呢点了这个篝火，因为我们需要光，那我们也需要这个温暖，然后需要用它来烧水，也希望如果能够赶走一些虫子。
We lit the fire because we had work for it to do. And in the same way, when God calls us to come to him in faith and be disciples of Jesus Christ becoming the light of the world, then he has good works for us to do.
因为我们点这一堆篝火呢，是因为我们要用它做一些事情。同样，当神呼召我们信靠耶稣基督成为世上的光时，那他也有善行预备要让我们去行。
But what are good works?
那什么是善行呢？
I once heard a pastor give a definition which I found helpful and would like to share it with you all.
我曾听有一位牧师给出如下的定义，我觉得还蛮有帮助的，希望和大家来分享。
He said that good works are the way you are and the works you do in life to help others and honor God.
他说呢，善行是指你的行为方式，以及你在生活中所做出的帮助他人，以及能够荣耀神的事。
In other words, it's not just about the good deeds that you do, but the way you behave towards people.
换句话说，这不仅仅包括你所做的善事，而且也关乎你待人接物的方式。
Ephesians 5:9, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
就像以弗所书五章九节所记录的，就是光明所结的果子，就是一切良善、公义、真理。
Jesus was the light of the world, not only because of the good that he could do, but because of the good that he was in people's lives.
那耶稣是世上的光，不仅是因为他行善，更因为他是在人们的生命中所彰显的善行。
In Jesus was goodness, righteousness, and truth, all wrapped up in his love for people.
就是在耶稣基督里呢，有良善、公义和真理，这一切都就是包含在一起，通过他对人的爱彰显出来。
He healed a leper from his disease, which is good.But he touched him in the process, which was even better.
就是他治愈了一位麻风病人。这个治麻风病人本身是一件好事，但他在这个过程中触摸了这位病人，那这更是就是锦上添花。
He didn't have to, but he chose to because that is how God's love impacts the choices we make.
因为他不是必须要这样做，但他选择这样做。因为这个就是神的爱，就是这样影响了我们的选择。
If you read the rest of Ephesians, it gives you an idea of what it looks like to live as children of the light in your relationships with the world, with each other in the church, and even in your own home.
如果你读完了以弗所书的其余部分呢，你就会明白，在与世界、在与教会中彼此相待，甚至在自己的家中。作为光明之子应该如何生活。
However, if you want a clearer picture of what it means to be the light of the world as a disciple of Jesus, I would suggest you read the rest of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 5 to 7, where he talks about things like loving your enemies or giving to the needy.
但是就是如果你想更清楚地理解作为耶稣门徒成为世上的光到底是意味着什么呢，我建议你去读马太福音五章到七章耶稣的登山宝训的其余的部分，因其中谈到了你如何爱仇敌以及如何周济穷人之类的事。
The rest of the Sermon of the Mount is meant to shape your godly mindset, so when you areout there in the darkness of this world, your words and actions will naturally have light properties.
就是登山宝训的这个后面的部分呢，它在于要塑造你有敬虔的心态，这样当你身处黑暗的世界时，你的善行就会自然地发出这个光明。
Isn't it amazing to think that even in the midst of such great darkness that exists today,in our social circles, in our workplace, in our society, or on the internet, which propagates a feeling of despair because it makes people wonder if God is even there or if God cares, we are God's light that puts those doubts to rest.
就是你可以想象一下哈，就是当今如此黑暗的环境中，我们的社交圈、工作场所、社会以及互联网上充斥着这个绝望的气息，让人们怀疑神是不是存在，让人们怀疑神是不是关心我们。就是说，但是我们依然是神的光，我们可以驱散这些疑虑。这难道不是令人非常惊叹的事情吗
？The hope is that through our presence, people will not only come to see God, but will glorify Him and become.Light themselves.
就是希望通过我们的存在，人们不仅能够来到神的面前，而且能够荣耀他，成为他的光。
Now imagine the impact of that.
你可以想象一下，这样会带来什么样的影响
？Okay, pretend that it's dark once again, but we have a birthday cake in this room.
我们再想象一下，天又黑了，然后呢，这个房子的中间放了一个生日蛋糕。
There's 100 candles on the cake, but only one of them is lit.
这个蛋糕上面呢有100根蜡烛，但是只有一根蜡烛点亮了。
However, the person in charge of the cake takes one candle, uses it, and lights another candle, so now two candles are lit.
然后这个管蛋糕的人呢，就拿起这根点亮的蜡烛，然后又点亮了另一根蜡烛，这样现在就有2根蜡烛被点燃了。
Now he takes his two candles and lights two more.
然后他现在又拿起这个2个已经点燃的蜡烛，又点燃了另外的2支蜡烛。
The pattern continues.
然后就是这个。这个过程就继续下去。
The more candles that are lit, the more light is created.
这点燃的蜡烛越多呢，产生的光就越多。
However, the key part here is that the more light that is created, the face of the person lighting it gets revealed more and more.
而且关键也在于，随着这个蜡烛点亮。这个数目的增多呢，这个点燃蜡烛人的面容也变得越加的清晰。
When we shine as the light of the world and do good works, so others can see the light and become light themselves, God is not only glorified, but His face is increasingly revealed.
所以，就像当我们像这个事实上的光一样，当这照耀的时候，我们的善行被他人看见，成为光的时候，那神不仅得了荣耀。而且他的面容也得到了日益的彰显清楚。
He is made known more to this world, and hopefully his name is lifted up in the process.
这样他会这个世人更多的世人能够认识他，并也希望在这个整个的过程中呢，他的名被高举。
This is not so we can be glorified, but because he is the one that is glorified.
因为在这里并不是我们要得荣耀，而是他才是应该。配得荣耀的那一位。
And I'll conclude with this.
那我们现在来结束。
In John chapter 1 verses 9 to 13 it says, The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
约翰福音一章九到十三节这样写：那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是藉着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄。做神的儿女，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
This passage tells us that not everyone recognized or received the light when Jesus came into the world.
那这段经文告诉我们，当耶稣来到这个世界时，并不是每一个人都能够认出来或者愿意接受这光。
Not everyone who is born to this world, not everyone who comes to church, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord.Becomes the light of the world.
不是每一个生在这个世上的人，也不是每一个来到这个教会的人，也不是每一个说主啊主啊的人都能够成为世上的光。
When Jesus says you are the light of the world, he's referring to those who are willing to believe in his name and to receive him into their lives, and in so doing, putting his light in them, making them the light of the world.
所以当耶稣说你们是世上的光时，他指的是那些愿意相信他的名，接受他进入他们的生命中。你这样做就将神的光放在他们里面，然后他们就成为世上的光。
So this begs me to ask, have you truly believed in his name and received Jesus into your lives?
所以在这里我不禁地要问你，你们是否真的相信他的名，并接受了耶稣进入你们的生命？
Have you become the light of the world?
你是否已经成为世上的光？
If you're not sure and want to know more, Pastor Lee and I would be glad to talk to you about that.
如果你不确定并且想要知道更多的话呢，Matthew 牧师和李牧师都很愿意来与你们讨论这个问题。
But if you know for sure that you are the light of the world, then shine light shine.
如果你已经确定你是世上的光，那你就闪耀闪耀吧。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
You are the light of the world, and because you saved us, we can be the light of the world too.
你是世上的光，因为你拯救了我们，我们也成为世上的光。
We pray that you will help us shine at all times because of your love for us.
我们祈求因着你的爱，帮助我们时时发光。
We thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.And would you please stand? We sing there. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.